Hey guys, Mark here. Before we start this episode off, me and Courtney just wanted to say thank you for all of the love and support you show Mountain State Mysteries. So, we thought we would repay you by turning into a weekly podcast. One week, we will be giving you a full-length episode, and the next week, we will be giving you a mini-episode, hosted solo by either me or Courtney. We both really hope you guys love what we have coming your way. Mountain State Mysteries contains adult content that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. I'm your host, Mark, and this is Mountain State Mysteries. The case I have for you today is about a woman whose life was taken suddenly, and her body was disposed of in one of the most tragic ways possible. This is the story of Betty Josephine Todd Blevins. December 7th, 1971 started out as a typical day for any officer at the Beckley Detachment of the West Virginia State Police. That is, until they received an anonymous phone call that immediately got their attention. The anonymous caller spent no time chatting and got straight to the point.
If you want to find the body of Betty Blevins, look in the Lilybrook mine shaft.
The reason this call got the attention of the state police is because Betty Blevins disappeared on October 16th, 2 months before the call was ever made. When officers got to the sealed mine shaft, they saw that the seal had been removed. This was an indication that the caller may have just been right about what was at the bottom of the 300-foot deep mineshaft. After 3 days of phone calls, plans, arrangements for permits, and bringing in the right equipment, Trooper Blizzard and Mineshaft Inspector Hatfield were lowered into the darkness of the Lilybrook mineshaft. That's when they found out the caller was correct. There was a body at the bottom of the mineshaft. They discovered the badly decomposed remains of a person. Could it be Betty? They weren't sure because identification couldn't be made right then and there. The face of the person was completely shattered from smashing against the floor from the 300-foot drop. The body was so badly decomposed that facial identification was absolutely impossible, and the teeth were missing, so identification from dental records weren't going to happen either. Officers called Betty's sister, Margaret Doyon, to see if she could possibly recognize the coat that had been found with the body at the bottom of the mineshaft. She immediately identified the coat as belonging to her sister Betty because she actually bought it for her right before her disappearance. 2 days later, the phone rang again at the state police headquarters in Beckley, West Virginia.
Betty Blevins was murdered by Tom James of Sullivan, West Virginia.
When police found out who the caller was, they were shocked. It was Lena James, Tom's own mother. Tom Jones had a record of violence going back for 2 decades, but he had gotten worse since he suffered a head injury from a car accident in 1966. Tom was known for committing acts of cruelty to animals. He would slaughter them, then watch them suffer as they died. He also attempted to sexually assault an 11-year-old girl. He had beaten both his mother and his little brother. Everyone in the town of Sullivan was terrified to report Tom to the police. It was also common knowledge in the town of Sullivan that Tom had a hatred for Betty Blevins. On December 15th, Tom Jones was brought in for questioning. Karen Jones, the wife to Tom, confirmed that Tom went hunting for Betty to, quote, teach her a lesson, end quote. Karen noticed a change in Tom around the disappearance of Betty. She said that on the night of October 18th, Tom came home with blood on his handkerchief and his belt. The next morning, she noticed that he was thoroughly cleaning his car inside and out. Tom was picked up for a psychiatric exam. Doctor suggested that he should be sent to Huntington for an evaluation. Sadly, due to a mistake in his paperwork, Tom was released. Then, he disappeared into thin air. Although a warrant was issued for his arrest, it was dropped when officers could find no physical evidence to link him to the case. In August of 1977, another warrant was issued for Tom James, but his whereabouts remain unknown. On December 12, 1971, Betty Josephine Todd Blevins was laid to rest. Her obituary read, quote, "The final rites for Miss Betty Josephine Todd Blevins, 35, of Sullivan, will be conducted at 2:30 p.m. Monday in the Rosenquist and Berry Peace Chapel, with Reverend Keppel Bolin in charge. Burial will follow in the Coal City Community Cemetery." Her body was found at the bottom of an abandoned mine shaft at 5:30 p.m. on Friday. Miss Blevins has been missing from her home since mid-October. Born May 9th, 1936 at Sullivan, she was the daughter of Miss Dora Farley Campbell of Sullivan and the late Todd W. James. Survivors include her stepfather, Scott T. Campbell, a son, Russell Delano Bolin Jr. of Richmond, West Virginia, five brothers, James of Sullivan and Jerry Todd of Sullivan, Jerry Todd of Midway, Luther Jones of Scottsdale, Georgia, and George Jones of Sullivan. Four sisters, Miss Virginia Bolin of Colorado, Miss Rita Doyo of St. Genevieve, Missouri, Miss Laverne Puckett of Roanoke, Virginia, and Miss Tina Wilso of Sullivan. Friends may call the funeral home after 5 p.m. today. Pallbearers will be Harold Miller, Jack, Roger, and Billy Holt, Johnny Tingler, and Ned Callahan. To this day, no justice has been served for the death of Betty Josephine Todd Blevins. From being thrown down a mineshaft, to the only suspect in the case getting away due to a mistake on his paperwork. If you have any information on the death of Betty Josephine Todd Blevins, please send us an email at mountainstatemysteries304@gmail.com. If you find yourself enjoying Mountain State Mysteries, take a second to follow and rate it on your favorite podcast platform. It helps others find good West Virginia true crime. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, all at Mountain State Mysteries. Do you have a case you want us to cover? Send us an email at mountainstatemysteries304@gmail.com. For the show notes, check out our website, mountainstatemysteriespodcast.com.